Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Who's going to step up? And when I say that, we're talking about the Falcons, and do they need to be the leaders on this team to be more vocal? Look, we've heard from the coaches. Have we heard from any players? Have we heard any players whatsoever say, you know what, this is unacceptable. Hey, we played like complete crap. We won't do that again. Oh, by the way, we're changing some things up at practice this week. We can't go out and play like that. Mike, I've not heard one player say anything of that particular, you know, in that origin of trying to come out and take more responsibility, but more importantly, be a vocal leader. Now, you may say, well, I don't know if they need that. Maybe they don't. But whatever we're doing is not working because three of our seven games have been a dud. So I think when I ask the question, who's going to step up, not just on Sunday on the field, Mike, who is taking the responsibility behind the scenes to say, hey, man, like this – you know what? I felt – and look, I may be completely wrong about this. Jesse ended up leaving the game on Sunday, Jesse Bates. I felt like Jesse, man, he was just frustrated with the way things were going on Sunday as they continued to give up first downs. The Dolphins continued to move the ball. Offense wasn't helping the defense. And I'm not picking on Jesse specifically, but we know how vocal he can be.
He's one of those guys. He's one of your alphas.
He ended up leaving the game because of an injury. We don't know if that will affect him this week, but I'm just saying, who are those guys?
Well, I mean, A.J. Terrell's been here since 2020. You know, he's 5 years in. AJ, quote, we just started out slow, started out flat.
Not enough.
We had to get our energy going, and we never picked it up. Tried to have a spark at halftime. We came out still kind of flat. It's just about our energy and how we – I mean, the season is going – you've never been to the playoffs. He talked about it. This was one of those conversations Carl and I had back in August, and he made a specific point to say, this is unacceptable. I mean, I've never been to the playoffs. You know, so I mean, we have to continue to play at high. And Bijan says the same thing. Have to continue to play at high energy. This is my third year. I don't want to keep saying we play low one Sunday and high one Sunday. Bijan is the only guy saying anything remotely close to what you and I have said. Consistency has been the biggest thing for us as a team, and that's what we need to be preached.
Is there
consistency, which we don't have?
Is there anybody that is slapping somebody like Cam Newton did that mascot? That's what I want to know. Is there anybody reaching way back here and connecting and saying, hey, I got to get your attention? Do we have their attention? Do they understand where we're at in this season?
I don't know. I mean, Leonard Floyd's, you know, kind of old school. I don't know if he's that guy. Years ago, Calais Campbell would have been that guy.
Okay.
But I don't know who that alpha is. I mean, Jesse. Be Jesse Bates. He'd be that guy for me. You know, he's the captain, heart and soul kind of dude. You know, Jake is, you know, a guy that leads by example, but he's been there forever. But, yeah, you're right. It's just, who's the dude? Who is that guy?
Well, I just find it –
Kirk was that guy for a minute, and then he wasn't.
Yeah, but I just look – the coach.
By the way, I'm sorry. I cannot focus.
What are you talking about?
they're all – it's the server's shift has just started here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Yeah.
And all of the servers are coming out in their various Halloween outfits.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
I was trying to ignore it.
Yes. Well, I couldn't. I apologize because you're staring out to the street. I'm staring out to the kitchen. So it was like literally, you know, when
I'm
the clowns
right at them now.
The clowns get out of the Volkswagen at the circus, it's like, oh my God. It's like staring at the sun. It's like, there goes Wonder Woman. There goes Catwoman. There goes a naughty nurse.
Is that what she was?
I don't care. Naughty something.
All right. I wonder what you were looking at. I was talking to you, and then I was talking through you because you were not paying attention to me. You were not giving me the eye contact that I deserve.
I am trying to share with you the sights, the sounds, dare I say the smells, here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. So join the party, special Tuesday edition, because there is UTEP in town to take on KSU up at the Action. By the way, people hate that. I think it's cute, the Action at the Fraction. I know third bank.
No, it's great.
I guess technically you have to be third, fifth bank to be a fraction. Close enough.
Oh, I love it, man. Look, we were talking about Atlanta United earlier. They played a bunch of matches up here.
Right.
This place gets rocking up here. It's a lot
great
of fun.
Great venue. Great venue, man. But no, I mean, that's –
what were you saying?
No, you've got – there's we've got a girl behind the bar dressed up as from Scooby-Doo. Daphne from Scooby-Doo in the purple outfit.
I knew Tinker would know.
Yep. And it's really cute.
That's, what is she dressed up as? Daphne. Daphne, she's Daphne. Scooby-Doo.
Well, he thought she was Velma. That was a party foul, so no free shots for him. But anyway, we're hanging out here at Twin Peaks. By the way, real quick, with this game, and we said this earlier, because the NFL is such a roll of the dice sometimes.
Yes.
But you just played the worst run defense, and they stymied your run. Now we play the best run defense in Foxborough. New England is like number one or number two against the run. So, and Josh McDaniels is going to try to exploit some of the same things that you saw. And Arch said they don't have the kind of athletes that Miami had at the wideout position, but they still have athletes.
Yeah, I mean, that's why what's crazy was what's going on with Miami. On the field, the reason why Mike McDaniel's been able, or when they've had success, to get away with what he does offensively is because they're just built on speed. That's one of the things that, like, they are totally fast everywhere when they are healthy. And they showed that. I mean, Waddle caught a slant and turned it into a touchdown.
Right?
So –
I think that Mooney's play was similar but different. Mooney would have cut through the defense had Kirk Cousins delivered the football.
Sure, sure.
And by the way, what if we get Kirk Cousins in Foxborough? That sounds like a recipe for disaster based on what he looked like Sunday.
Yeah, I don't. Well, we felt that way at one point. Now we don't. I don't trust what I saw. He looked uncomfortable too. I mean, nobody's saying this. He didn't look comfortable. That was the other part. I mean, we all talked about like, oh, well, what are we doing at the beginning of last season? Kurt looked like he did in the Steeler game last year. That's what he looked like. Either way, it's one of the things we're talking about as we discuss the Falcons. There are just a lot of questions. Hopefully we get to the bottom of a lot of this tomorrow when we're up there exclusively and talking to head coach Raheem Morris and also a couple of player guests as well. Real quick, I want to read a couple of fan texts and tweets to us.
Okay.
And again, take this however you might. But understand that everybody – and their emotions right now are all over the place when it comes to this football team. This is Kenesha. Is that right? Kenesha sent this in. She says, we have season tickets. We went to the mountains yesterday. Instead of going to the game, Mike, we're from Atlanta, born and bred. It's just getting tired. I'm just getting tired. So she signs her name, Kenesha, and it's just a message to us. She sends – we get all this kind of stuff. I told Mike, I had a guy send me a letter, a full letter. I hadn't seen anybody write me a letter in forever.
Right.
To Arthur Blank, and he wants me to deliver it to Arthur Blank. Now, I'm not doing that, but I appreciate the fact that he felt so compelled that, hey, I got to get out how I feel about what's going on with this team. Mikey, 3671, says, my 300 section tickets for the year, I'm done. I will not be buying any more. I will give them away for the ones that remain. He says, I'll be a fan from home. I have no faith in the team, the coaching staff, the ownership. He says, I'm tired. The Falcons will cause a person to drink, as was witnessed with my post over the weekend. He says,
you broke out the good stuff, too. You weren't playing around.
Well, that's all I got. He says, I will keep up with the team via Dukes and Bell. And I'm sorry, y'all, but this is totally embarrassing. Those are just feelings. I don't know if he is 100% feeling like this, but this is how many of you felt after Sunday. It's like how much more, and when we came in yesterday, we were expressing how we felt. And, you know, the tire thing is real. Like, you only get so much bandwidth in life to do anything, right? You get tired of your kids, and you're like, y'all got to go somewhere. let alone a team I'm invested in, Mike, right. And I'm doing all the things. I'm only going to give you so much bandwidth. And at the end of the day, then that shrinks, and when that's gone, now you got to do a lot to bring me back. And the crazy thing is, you've talked about this. When Mike Vick became the quarterback, and I'm just taking you back because there were people who were in and out. But when Arthur Blank lowered those ticket prices and you had an attraction and he was a star,
right?
You brought a lot of people back to the party, right? It was exciting. Even though, you know, it didn't equal a Super Bowl, you felt like you had something exciting to watch every week. And my point is, that is what we are lacking right now. It's not just about the wins and losses. I've said this.
There's no style points.
There's no style points.
Well, there was against, you know, the Commanders because Bijan had a monster day. Then one day he was catching the ball plus running. The other day he was running plus catching.
Can't do it consistently.
Buffalo, but we don't do it consistently because we seem to just tap out of the run game. And that's why, I mean, we'll ask Coach about it. We'll try to get some answers and expand on what we were asking Dave Archer about just earlier today. But, no, I literally just had the same conversation you and I were having on Monday with Tinker and Mark, one of our loyal listeners here. I love this team. I've been brought up to stick with my team through thick and thin, you know?
Yeah, because I can't give up either. That's the thing that bothered me. I shared this with you guys saying, well, Dukes, you spend too much energy on this. No. This is my team.
This is where we're at. Look, I spend money on Florida State football. They're terrible right now. They were terrible last year. You know, I still love the game day experience. Love seeing friends and having a great time. My section 342, we got like 8 or 10 really great friends we see every weekend. Carl, that sit behind us. It kind of like reminds me of the old days of 124 at Georgia Dome. Plus, it's just when you're winning, there's nothing like it. Think about how the vibes and the energy walking out of Mercedes-Benz last Thursday night, last year. The Kirk Cousins come from behind against the Bucks.
Best one of the best
total strangers high five and people just hugging and just it's just bananas. That's what you go for, bringing the city together. You know, inside the perimeter, outside, from Buckhead to Bankhead. You know, black and white, everybody having a ball. But I got to be honest with you, I can't go through another year of Raheem Morris coaching my football team. I don't believe in this guy. And I'd be like, it's a fine line when you have to give commentary and interview the person you're talking about. We'll be respectful. We'll talk about the things we discussed this week. But I need to know from Coach, how are you going to turn this around aside from just telling me you got out physical 2 weeks in a row? It's very exasperating because, Carl, you touched on it. You get to a point where you say, it's time, and time is important the older you get. Not trying to sound like an old fart, but the older you get, why do I want to drive into the city, spend $75 to park, and watch my team look like the visitor in my own building?
Yeah, it's a big in. Excuse me, Mike.
So we have a sort of a cat girl Fred Flintstone. It's like a prehistoric cat thing going.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
What do you have coming up in Guy Talk? I'm going to focus
more on descriptions of the Halloween costumes here at Twin Peaks. Also on the way, guys, NFL Hall of Famer potentially linked to an illegal poker game.
Ooh.
That the FBI is investigating with Chauncey Billups. We'll get to that. Also, guys, Big Dom. Remember that meathead from Philadelphia does security for the Eagles?
How could we?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Got in trouble scrapping with a 49er player a couple years ago? Well, he did a very nice thing. after the Giants game on Sunday. I'll explain. We're live, guys, at Twin Peaks getting ready for Kennesaw State. By the way, Day-Day, put me on the Cadillac board. Kennesaw State, 5-2 against the number, going up against the UTEP Miners. I'm in with the Owls, minus 10.5. I recommend to your bookies you buy the half if you'll take action on Kennesaw State, Carl.
Is it 10 or 10.5?
10.5. Talk next on Dukes of Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.